This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. Our top stories first. Experts suggest forming public transport management authority considering well-being of passengers. Tanahu bus accident kills one, leaving 16 others injured. Bird counting begins in Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve from today, and U.S. House of Representatives votes to limit Trump war powers on Iran. Now the news in detail. The experts have suggested formulating the law by keeping in mind the well-being of the passengers while forming public transport management authority. The meeting of the Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly held at Simadabad today to collect the suggestion of the experts regarding the bill related to form the Kathmandu Valley Public Transport Management Authority. Experts stressed on construction of footpath and making the ticketing system more scientific and systematic. Experts Madhusudan Acharya and Sarath Chandra Pujol stressed on the need of reducing the number of small vehicles and setting reasonable fare in the public transport. One person has died and 17 people have been injured in a bus accident at Gharing of Tanahu district today. Four of them have been seriously injured. The bus was heading towards Pokhara from Rampur Palpa and met with an accident. According to Area Police Office Bimar, Deputy Superintendent of Police Base Raj Rekmi, the deceased has been identified as 20-year-old Meena Thapa of Baidya Gearing. District Police Office Tanahu Deputy Superintendent of Police Lila Raj Lamisani informed that the injured have been rushed to Pokhara-based Manipal Hospital for treatment. The census of bird has begun in Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve from today. Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve and Kosi Bird Society jointly took initiation of the birds counting. Conservation officer at the reserve, Ramchandra Chaudhary, informed the counting was aimed at finding the factual data of the birds residing in the reserve. Chaudhary further informed that the equipment including monoculars, sorting scope, dataset, compass and GPS would be used for the counting of birds. The general strike halt at Dalkeba municipality in Dhanusa district along the east-west highway has been opened in the initiation of local administration. The locals had called a strike demanding the compensation and stern action against the culprit after 24-year-old Dilip Kumar Mahato, called Om Prakash of Mithila municipality 5, was crushed and killed by a tipper in this stream this morning. District Police Office Dhanusa informed that the dead body has been sent to Provincial Hospital Janakpur for postmortem and tipper has been taken under control. Nepali Congress Senior Leader Ramchandra Pujol has said that campaign has begun to make Nepal corruption-free country and Nepali Congress as a decent party. Speaking at an inauguration program of the 7th Tanahu Fair organized by Tanahu Chamber of Commerce, Leader Pujol said that he was initiating the campaign himself with the purpose of improving internal party system. Meantime, he urged the government to prioritize an agricultural revolution, expansion of tourism and development of energy. The weather system is likely to see gradual improvement from today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather was influenced by the westerly low-pressure system since past few days, causing precipitation and increasing cold. The division said that most of the parts of the country would remain partly cloudy in the eastern and central hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division said that the effects of the westerly winds would prevail till tomorrow. According to the latest weather bulletin of the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu was 6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 13.7 degrees Celsius. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM news bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a largely symbolic resolution seeking to limit President Donald Trump's ability to make war on Iran. The measures passed on Democratic-run Chamber 224 by 194, but faces an uphill climb in the Republican-held Senate. It aims to mandate congressional approval for any conflict with Iran except in case of imminent attack against the U.S. Neither the U.S. nor Iran has declared plans for further military action. However, Iran this week fired missiles at Iraqi bases housing American forces, injuring no one, after the U.S. last week killed a senior Iranian commander in Baghdad drone strike. Thursday's major directive to the president to terminate the use of United States armed forces against Iran unless granted congressional authorization. An Australian town has spent the night cut off by bushfires as a volatile weather whips up as the most significant threat for almost a week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison warned today would be a difficult day in the eastern states amid forecast of heat, strong winds and dry lightning. In South Australia, one town of Kangaroo Island faced an abrupt threat. Electric winds yesterday amplified a blaze which isolated the island's biggest town, King's Coach, from roads. The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan, has returned to Canada amid ongoing discussions over the future role of her and the Duke of Sussex in the royal family. She and Prince Harry had been in Canada over Christmas with son Archie. It comes as the Queen, the Prince of the Wales and the Duke of Cambridge ox steps to find the workable solution after the couple announced they will step back as senior royals. The royal family was said to be hurt at the couple's statement. The palace said the couple did not consult any other royal about making their personal statement. In the announcement on Wednesday evening, Prince Harry and Meghan revealed that they intended to stay back as senior members of royal family and work to become financially independent. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up top stories once again. Experts suggest forming public transport management authority considering well-being of passengers. Tanu bus accident kills one, leaving 16 others injured. Bird counting begins in Kositapu Wildlife Reserve from today. And U.S. House of Representatives votes to limit Trump war powers on Iran. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.